Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Welcome back to my Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners. I missed you all. Super excited because we do have another fabulous queen that will be live tonight. And I want to tell you a little bit about this expert we have. Financial wellness expert Lisa Chastain is going to elevate queens tonight to grow their wealth. And what's so amazing about this extraordinary woman is that she spent nearly two decades coaching, mentoring, and advising millennials. And not only that, but she comes from a place of true transparency is what I love the most about her. And you're going to learn some amazing resources tonight, what she went through, her highs, her lows, how she actually burned through over $100,000. Rebranding and inventing herself, the financial failures, the choices, the divorce, the man and the money. Can you stand it? I want you to put your virtual hands together for the queen of the hour. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. Lisa, how are you?
Hi. I am fabulous.
Yes, queen. Yes. Super excited to have you live, up close and personal. We're going to talk about money, okay? Because earlier you and I were just saying we can't serve from a place of broke and be a queen. It just queen and broke just does not sound good together, okay?
Nope.
So I'm super, super excited that you are here, and I want for you to share, you know, your journey. As far as during the process, what you went through, first let's go back to your, kind of say the divorce. But you share with us which one came first. Was it the financial frustration and, you know, going through the $100,000, or was it the divorce?
It all led up to the divorce. It was a... The way I describe it is we were living like in our 20s. I met my ex-husband at 22, and our life was like a stack of cards. You know how people try to build towers with cards? And it was built very frailly off of our income. I made good money. He made good money. But when we both were out of work, everything fell apart. Because it was just a house of cards that it just took one little flick, and it all came tumbling down financially and otherwise.
Wow.
So when go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I want to hear this. Yes, please share.
Yeah, looking back, I'm 42 now, so that was 20 years ago that we met. I didn't know what I didn't know, and I didn't know anything about money. I just knew how to work, and that's what I did. I graduated college, and I got to work, and he was working. He was a server. I'm born and raised in Las Vegas, and he was as well, and as a server, you make really good money on the Strip.
Yeah.
And
yes,
so that
true.
good money was good until it wasn't good anymore.
Right,
and
absolutely.
He lost his – yep. And so as soon as the money stopped coming in, we just started seeing all the holes that we had in our relationship. So the money was a big pain point, but it wasn't the only reason.
Yeah. And, you know, that's interesting enough you share that, because statistics show it's three reasons why marriages crumble. Communication, finances, and sex are the top three. And so I'm glad that you were transparent enough, Queen, to share with us how money was really one of the downfalls in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the money was good, I'm sure the marriage was good, right?
Well, it seemed that it was, because if the money was flowing in, we could just stay busy. So we didn't have to deal with the things that weren't working in our relationship. We just kept working, literally, not working on the relationship, but we literally just kept working and making money and paying bills. And when so when he lost his job and when I was out of work, we started pointing fingers at each other, and we started really seeing all the dysfunction in our relationship. One, we were home together, you know, We didn't really like each other that much. We were fighting a lot. And then we were going broke on top of it, and it was really hard. It was really, really hard.
Now, quick question. Was this pre-COVID and the pandemic when this happened?
Mm-hmm.
Because you said
Well, 2008 was the first big rock, the big downfall. We lost our house in the short sale of 2008 in Vegas when the market crumbled. And it was just, we never really recovered from that, honestly. And we hobbled along until 2017 when we got a divorce.
Wow. Jeez. That is something else. And so it was a series of events that took place. And the major, I would say, well, I don't want to even say major, but definitely one of the most important factors, you know, when your money is not right, that does affect a part of our womanhood, our queenhood, you know, and our confidence levels and how can we serve. And, you know, you're out of balance. So share with us that journey, you know, when you were going through, absolutely, how was your self-worth? How did you feel, you know, emotionally going through this?
You know, it took me years, and now I'm, 5-6 years out of the marriage, and I'm remarried to my king, who is amazing.
Through
the divorce and through the work that I do now with other women and money is that my unworthiness conversation started when I was a teenager.
Wow.
And it was, I attracted the man in my life, the husband that I had, my first husband, because I felt unworthy. And I let him, I take responsibility for it, but I let him treat me in unworthy ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then
with
money, and this is for all of us with money, is that our money is just a reflection of what's going on with our self-worth and our self-esteem and our communication, all of it. And so our financial life was very quickly, it was very, you know, like you introduced me, I had done all the right things in my 20s, or so I thought. I had done all the right things. I got married. I had a career. I had an emergency fund. I had a 401k. And it was all gone in a matter of 3 years because I couldn't face that unworthiness conversation. I was pointing my finger at other people to fix it. So that was, you know, going back to unworthiness, that was the key. And the finances were just a reflection of how I was feeling about myself, my marriage, my life.
And this started in your childhood, which is so interesting you say that. Because we don't realize what we carry from the money stories we learn from our parents, from our family members. Wow.
Yeah.
So when we go through these things, we're in the valley, and, you know, confidence has been hit, and we're going through different stories, right, that we feel. What were some of the tools that you used to help get you out of that valley?
It was a tough road. I first had to accept the fact and choose what I wanted for myself and my life, and I had to make that choice to leave my husband and realize that I could do it on my own. I grew up in a family of women who were all stay-at-home moms. Women didn't work. The women role models in my life didn't work. So I had another limiting belief that I couldn't do it without a man. I couldn't do it. I couldn't be successful. I couldn't have I couldn't run a household without a man. So that's deep-rooted stuff.
Yes.
And getting out of the valley, I honestly think God was just saying, hey, listen, like I was so stubborn and so in my own way and so like blinded by that unworthiness conversation. I think God really, he really did. He did a number on me, but he put me down to my knees and he said, listen, you're going to listen to me now and you're going to do this my way.
Yeah.
And
yes, he will.
I had to rebuild from faith. And some of the tools that I used was one is I had to create a new relationship with my money. I had to accept 100% responsibility for my financial life and my financial future, which I had never done before because I was looking at my husband that it was his job.
Whoa.
So that was a big turning point for me, and I had to learn how to invest in myself, which I had never done before. I had to hire a coach. I had to step outside my comfort zone. I had to ask for help, and I didn't want to do any of that, but that's ultimately what got me to a six-figure income in 10 months after.
Come on, Queen. Come on, Queen. Listen. That right there deserves a round of applause. Figures got out of her own way. That's what I'm talking about. And these are the things that we face as queens that hinder us and keep us from going to the next level because we're so busy making excuses instead of reasons. These are the reasons why I need to do X, Y, and Z. These are the reasons why I feel so strongly about my future, about my purpose, about my passion, because I know I was called to do this. So amazing.
Yeah.
So with that said, the king that you attracted, I'm sure, was a much better caliber man when you are in a better caliber mindset.
Absolutely.
And this is no shade. If the ex is listening, this is no shade. This is no shade. We are just...
No shade.
We are sharing.
I created
the connection
it.
Value. All right. Yes, Queen. I love it. And so you hired the coach.
Yeah.
You did the personal development work. You are accountable for your own actions, past choices, and ended up turning your life around. So now that feeling, let's talk about that, Queen, the feeling of victory, the feeling of overcoming your obstacles and your setbacks, where you're at today. How does that feel?
It's a new feeling I feel like every day. It's uncharted territory. I was really good at paying bills, and I was really good at paying off debt, and I was really good at getting into debt. And now working toward wealth, which I know is something that's important to you and your listeners, I have to be someone intentionally new every day to confront my decisions, to make intentional choices, to learn things that I don't know, to be around other people that stretched me outside of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So it feels stable in a way I've never felt stable before, and secure. And also, there's some days where it's like, whoa, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done this before. I've never been a millionaire before. I've never had a secure marriage before.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's great. It feels good. And it's also challenging me. It challenges me in a totally different way.
Yes, queen.
Yeah.
So beautiful. So beautiful what your story is. And it's delivering hope. You know, anyone that's listening tonight, there's a reason why God connected Queen Lisa and I, because of the fact that we know you need to hear this. Faith comes by hearing. So as you're hearing what's happening in her life, know that you serve the same God. And there's no respecter of persons. You can have the same life, the same husband, same wealth, same mindset, but it takes work. We are not going to sugarcoat anything. It does take work. A lot of people may not like that word, but the reality of it is you need to be dedicated, and you need to make sure that you're accountable, and you have to put in the work. And so I love what your message is about and the authenticity behind it. You know, you didn't sugarcoat it and say, hey, I did it all on my own, and it's all about me,
mm-mm.
and I did this. And you're like, girl, no, I am far from perfect.
Mm.
And in my imperfections, this is what happened, and this is how I am still a work in progress. And I respect that wholeheartedly about you.
Thank you.
And so let's share about your services that you offer to queens and how they can elevate their wealth.
Yeah. Well, it's the money industry. So just a little bit about my backstory is that I was an advisor at UNLV, so I was in higher education advising students all day long on how to go after their dream lives. And I left UNLV, and I stayed home for a couple of years with my son, which is when I started to burn through my savings and everything. But I became a financial advisor. And I did that for two reasons. One is I didn't know anything about money. And it was a challenge, and I'm a sucker for a good challenge. So
I know, that's right.
I put
that on. Yes.
And then I love advising. I love coaching, and I love mentoring people, and I love working with younger people especially, but people of all ages and women of all ages. And when I was a financial advisor, I failed. I was failing. I've never experienced failure in this way. I was for 3 years getting licensed as a financial advisor, actively trying to find clients. I was working in a firm that served millionaires. We had millionaire clientele.
Oh my.
And I could not figure out how to get a client.
Wow.
So
now that is a word. Jeez.
Right. So for 3 years, I struggled financially. At the same time, external to the world, I was having to put on a face that I was successful and that I had my shit together. And it was really, really hard. So I started my company, one, because I was told that I couldn't make money helping millennials because the financial advisor space is just a little quirky that way. You have to, in order to make money, you typically need to be working with people who have money, so that they can invest their assets with you. And I wanted to work with younger people and help them get their financial shit together. And I wasn't in the right firm to do that. So what I do today is I help people, women primarily, set the foundation, learn how to manage cash flow, learn how to manage debt, not get out of debt completely, but learn how to manage it. And from that foundation, I educate and coach and mentor women to learn how to elevate financially, to learn how to invest, to take those first steps, no matter where they are, so that they feel like they're in control of their financial lives and that they're in control of their destinies.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And I love that you work with millennials because you're right. Anyone in the natural, we're going to say, right, will look at it, or someone that thinks logical, or is going to say, there's no way that millennials are going to really get it. Why are you going to waste your time? You know, they're too young to really comprehend. Mm. They don't have the money. They don't have the mindset. Why would you even bother? And I love how you took it and you flipped that. And God showed you there was a niche for you in that area, a very much needed area.
Mm-hmm.
And now look.
Yeah.
You've completely redesigned the lives of so many queens that are out there reigning supreme in their industry. And I believe it's so important for us to be good stewards. And it talks about that in the Word, how we need to be good stewards over our money. When you're earning, you know, hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars, we have to make sure we're responsible for that.
Mm.
We have to make sure that we're,
yeah.
Because I always think about that quote in Spider-Man, where there's great power, there's great responsibility.
Agreed.
And so we have to make sure that we are humble, and God teaches, tells us to be good stewards of our money. And so what you're doing is so important, because I could not understand how I could see millionaires hit the lotto, win, you know, thousands, hundreds, millions of dollars, and then be broke a year or two later. And it's because they did not have the foundation of managing their money, or even more importantly, I love how you say, growing their wealth.
Yeah.
Multiplying their wealth.
You got to have a foundation. That's right. And I have, I teach women, again, primarily. I do have some male clients, but mostly women, how to have a trusting relationship with
them. Mm-hmm.
Because if that, just for that exact reason, Kim, if you can be trusted with the little things, you can be trusted with the big things, and God will test you.
Yes, they go over a little
more. The universe will test you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Okay, I am a living testament of that. I'm like, what are we doing today, God? Really? Okay. I was like, I just got to be a ass on my face. so you have
all
an
day.
Incredible event. Girl, okay? I stay on these two brown knees. Do you hear me? I'm like, God help me. And he leads and guides me. I said, the most powerful, I thought it was my bank account that could have been the most valuable asset. No, honey, it's in these two brown knees hitting the prayer closet, okay?
Mm. Yes.
But you have an amazing, yes, girl, radio show. I want you to tell us about that. I've seen you actually do live in studio radio broadcast. I'm just super excited about that. Please share more.
Yeah, so my show is called Real Money. And having been in the money industry, I felt like for me, I can only speak for me personally, but for me what was missing was an element of raw, honest, and open conversation. And the money industry, I think, does a good job of talking a lot about money.
Mm-hmm.
But real money is about telling the stories of women, everyday women, of what they've gone through, how they've overcome their, you know, overcome their own challenges, and through those stories, teaching what to do with money, so that for any woman who's struggling or fearful or just feels alone, they can listen to my show and know that they're not alone. Yeah, that's what it's about.
Love it. So powerful.
Yeah. Cause
and that's what you're...
We isolate.
Yep. Yes, we do. Because there's a shame factor that's there.
Yep.
Isolate. And I like how you said earlier, we put on a face, you know, looking as if we have it all together when all hell is breaking loose, you know. And then you feel a social responsibility to show up. I know when my husband passed, I felt a social responsibility to still show up in spite of my pain, in spite of what I was going through. And so there's a pain that sets financially when you're in debt, when you're struggling, when you're burdened. And this is why what you do is very important, because we have to pull the mask off, because that's where the true healing takes place, is beyond the mask. And you also have an event, which I'm super excited to be a part of, coming up in August, where we're going to get real deep and talk about beyond the mask with Money Moves.
Money Moves.
Share with us some more. Yes, Money Moves. I love that topic. Because, honey, we got to get to moving the mask to get to the money. Let's get into it. All right? Share with us about that powerful event that's coming up in August.
So think about this formula. In order to have the results you want in your life, financial results you want in your life, you have to have your belief plus your behavior. What you believe about money and how you behave with your money equal the results that you have. And if you want new results, different results, bigger results, you have to look at your beliefs and you have to look at your behaviors. That's all the things that you do with your money, and that's all the mindset. And it's you have to do both. And so with Money Moves, Friday night's a VIP night in Vegas. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Yes.
By sharing our stories, we get to go first. We get to share our stories with women, and we get to encourage them to open up about what's really going on and how they really feel.
I love it. Yes.
And I know that's scary, and the power, that's the magic behind the transformation. If we want something new, we've got to be willing to talk real and open and honest. And so I love that this event so much, because we get together and we commune. Women come together, queens come together, and powerful things happen. And then I teach. So that the second day is I teach what are the right mindsets to have? What are the right things to do with your money? So that if someone wants to set on a new path financially, this is a perfect opportunity to reset or to just talk through whatever's going on. It's not therapy, but I mean, women getting together kind of is therapy anyway.
I know, that's why.
And so, that's Money Moves. That's Money Moves. We're going to get together. We're going to talk. We're going to share. We're going to learn. We're going to grow together.
Oh, so powerful. And that is going to be just truly extraordinary, getting together with like-minded powerhouses who are going to share with you their truth and the reality of what really happens when you enter positions of leadership, when you enter positions of greatness, and God is using and elevating you. And that social responsibility is big. It is big.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that said, I'm just so glad that we're going to have that in August, because it's going to get real. And it's open to the public, right? It's not an invite-only event, is it, Queen?
Oh, no, it's open to the public, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Make
anybody
sure.
Can buy a
so
ticket.
Okay. So, yes, I'm really excited, because it's going to be such an extraordinary event, and we want for you to come out. Where can they purchase a ticket at to attend, or a link where they can register?
Tickets will be on sale soon. They're not on sale yet, but all the information is on my website, lisachastain.com.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love that. So make sure, and also please share with my listeners where they can find you on social media or join your email list so that they can be in the loop once you start actually selling tickets for the event.
Definitely. So it's Savvy Money with Lisa. That's my Instagram handle. You'll get all the information that you need there about Money Moves and everything else that we have going on. We've got a summer. It's called Savvy Summer. My year-long program is called Savvy, because I'm on a mission to help women become the financial leaders of their lives, and we all want to be more financially savvy. That I know for sure. So you can do that, Savvy with Lisa on Instagram or lisachastain.com, and that has all my information.
Love it. Savvy Lisa. Yes, honey. I even love your name, girl. Oh, so amazing.
Who doesn't want to be savvy?
Yes. Okay. It's a must. A definite must.
Yes.
And before we close out, what would you share with a queen that is up and coming in her industry, and, you know, she wants, if it's one key, one takeaway that you could leave us with tonight for someone just getting started and how they can effectively grow their wealth, what would you share would be the number one focus for her?
Gosh, Kim, I mean, I think our relationship is just a really good example of this, that queens rise together.
Yeah.
And that we're not competition. And that when we make more money, when we celebrate that together, our communities get healthier, our kids get healthier, we thrive together. And I want to change the conversation about money, that it's competitive. And that when the queen on your show is listening tonight, I want her to hear that she's going to rise faster, better, stronger when she has a tribe of queens around her. And that's the mission that I'm on and you're on. And I hope that that can be inspiration to go find women who support you and love you and uplift you. And let's figure out how to do this money thing together.
Love it. Yes. Together, stronger. And there's unity.
Yes.
There's strength where there's unity. And so I agree with that. And you know what I think about the Isaiah Thomas story, what you just said. And Isaiah Thomas, the one who played on, for those of you, not the younger version of Isaiah Thomas, I'm talking about the old school Isaiah Thomas that played on the Detroit Pistons. And there was a scene in his biopic where the mother pulled all his brothers and sisters together because they were all growing up on the rough streets of Detroit. And she grabbed a box of matches and she took one out and she broke it in half. And she said, now, do you see how easy that match was to break? And her kids said, yeah.
Mm.
Then she took the box of matches and she pulled out several of them. It was probably about maybe 20 or 30 together. And she tried to bend and she tried to break the collection of matches together, and it would not break. Always remember that scene in the movie. And she said, where there's unity, there's strength. She says, alone they may be able to break you. But when you've got a team, she said, together we're stronger. And that's exactly the analogy that you just said. The queens, we are stronger when we unite, when we build a force. You know, when we pray together, when we collab together, and there's 7 billion people in the world. There's no reason why there's a lack of anything. We collab. We don't compete. Every single queen has their tribe. God has already divinely orchestrated who you're supposed to serve. So when you come with a heart of servanthood and you're ready to be open and used as a vessel such as Queen Lisa tonight, you will be able to receive those queens who resonate with you, who speak your language. We both, which is interestingly enough, spoke at an event, which was super powerful. Shout out to Queen Shane. And Lisa began.
Hi, Shane.
She started with mindset. Shane. Started with mindset. And I did not get intimidated once because I knew, even though I was speaking about abundant mindset, she was speaking about money mindset. We both have two different lanes in mindset. And I loved it because we both were, like, excited. When you were speaking, my eyes were big as golf balls, like, she's speaking my language. I get excited when I hear other things talk about mindset. And it's so funny. It's like a high you get. And I was like, as soon as she got done talking, I ran over to you immediately. I was like, girl. I was like, you gave me so much life. You know, and how it is when you're resonating with a mindset of abundance and your elevated standpoint of life, not from lack and scarcity, like, oh, my goodness, she's talking about mindset. What am I going to say? Oh, no, she's going to take my customers. Girl, please.
Yeah.
Because at the end of that event,
there's enough.
Lisa got enough for all of us, honey. Lisa got her tribe. I got my tribe. And it was beautiful. And then when I got done speaking, Lisa was like, Queen, I love your message. We resonated. And that's what it's about. And there was no competition whatsoever. And if anything, we were like, girl, listen, we got to work together. We need to collab. We're going to set Vegas on fire. That's the kind of women you want to celebrate. That's the kind of women you want to surround yourself with in your network. Women who are cheering you on to success and supporting you and rooting you every step of the way. And so I love you, Queen. I love you, Lisa. Thank you for coming on to Brown Sugar Radio. This means a lot to me. Can't wait to do more intense work with you. I know we're going to have an amazing ride here together because this is just the beginning. I'm serious about setting Vegas on fire. We're going to light it up. You hear me? They ain't seen nothing yet, girl.
I'm ready. I got my matches.
They not ready. You got your matches?
I got my matches.
Yes. So before we close out, did you have any final words, anything that you would like to share with our listeners, any upcoming events that I may have missed?
No, you know about Money Moves. We would love to see you in Vegas for Money Moves. We've got some big things coming up this year, Kim. I'm so grateful to collaborate with you. And for your queens, you can always elevate financially. There's always elevation. And however I can support you and your tribe, I am here.
Yes, 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 and yes, yes. I cannot wait. Well, it has been a blessing.
Yeah.
Look, you got me all excited again because you figured my language, honey. I appreciate the time you've invested here. For the Brown Sugar Radio Loyal listeners, make sure you support, like, follow, share content that this queen produces, you know, on social media. And I want for you to share and tell a family member about the show. Tell them to come and listen and learn and grow, you know, have a mindset that is of expectancy for growth. And that's exactly what Queen Lisa does. So I am so honored that you came onto the show. Definitely got to have you back, you know, as it gets closer to the event. You know, if you want to share, promote anything that you're doing, you know I got your back. But I appreciate you so much. I can't say it enough because it just feels good when you are in the circle with other queens that get it. You know, we get it. It's an unspoken language sometimes. Yeah, it's just a universal sign. You know another queen. We can look at each other. We felt the energy before we even had two words with each other. We were like, yep, that's a queen. That's a queen. Yep, she's a boss. You know, so we know, girl, it's a queen energy. But appreciate that. And so, yes, yes. All right. Well, definitely Brown Sugar Radio, loyal listeners, we appreciate you all. And go ahead, tune in next week. We'll be back same time, same place. And we're going to go ahead and close the show for tonight. So I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment and empowerment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic night.
Yeah.